Today's show is brought to you by KickUp. KickUp helps leaders ask the right questions to get actionable data, visualize information to guide effective next steps, and track teacher growth over time. Learn more at kickup.co. This fall's top conference for educators and leaders is the What Great Educators Do Differently Conference. It'll be held October 14th and 15th in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri. See speakers like Jeff Zoell, Ken Williams, and Lavana Roth, all past guests here on the show. Register today at WGEDD.com.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
Today's podcast guest is somebody who actually taught me the ropes of how to podcast. She's amazing, Kate Erickson, and she is the expert on systems thinking. Systems are quite powerful, and to tell you the truth, I am a systems novice. And so if you have things that you repetitively do, you do routinely every single day, Kate's going to talk about how to make them into a system, save you a ton of time, so you can really focus on what matters most in your school, which is probably, I would say, instructional leadership. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. Well, Better Leaders, I am so excited to bring you today Kate Erickson, and she is the creator, engager, and implementer of EO Fire, 7-day a week podcast that interviews today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. Side note, that is exactly the reason why Better Leaders, Better Schools exist today. Kate is also the host of Kate's Take, the EO Fire audio blog, and author of The Fire Path, a beginner's guide to growing your online business. Kate is passionate about helping entrepreneurs create freedom in their business and life through developing systems and processes that can help their business scale and grow. So welcome to the show, Kate.
Daniel, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. Super stoked. I really appreciate your kind intro.
Definitely. And since you are the Jedi Master of systems, how would you define systems and why are they important?
Oh, big question. So I would define systems as anything that helps you save time, work more efficiently, and not have to recreate the wheel every time you do something. That's how I would define them. I believe they're so important because they literally do help you scale and grow your business. And this might not just be monetary. I mean, this, we're talking like saving you time, making your life easier, freeing up time so that you can be doing things that you would rather be doing than spending time on repetitive tasks that should either be automated or delegated in the first place.
And if I'm brand new to systems thinking, what would you consider the first step in starting to create them?
Yes, I love this. So the very first step for anybody who's looking to create systems, and this could be in business, in the school, in your own life. I mean, systems really go across so many different areas. And I think we kind of rule it out and think like, oh no, systems aren't for me. I'm not a systems person, but you can be a systems person and you can benefit hugely from this by following a super simple process and, or I guess in other words, a really super simple system for systems. And the very first step of that is just taking inventory. This is what I refer to it as, taking inventory. And what that is just allowing a piece of paper to follow you around for 1 week. And on that piece of paper for 1 week, you're just going to jot down the things that you're doing, the tasks, the projects, the activities that you work on each day. So super simple, right? You're not doing anything that is super difficult. It just takes a little bit of discipline to have this piece of paper follow you around. And so you would write on it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You could include Saturday and Sunday if those are working days for you. If not, you don't have to include them. And you're just going to simply record the activities and tasks that you're working on each day. That's the first step. Super simple.
And I'm assuming that you implemented this in your life as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I continue to do it all the time. You know, I don't even think that taking inventory is a one-time thing. I think it's something that you should probably do maybe even like quarterly, because of course, you know, there are always new tasks and projects that are coming onto our plate. And it's important to recognize those and acknowledge them, because a lot of the times where we get stuck in working on things that we could be creating a system around is because we don't take the time to acknowledge that they are actually taking up our time. We might think like, oh, I'm just going to do that really quick because I already know how to do it, and delegating it would take so much longer, or creating a system to automate it would take me so much longer than if I just did it one more time really quick. Have you ever said this to yourself before?
All the time.
Yeah, me too. And I'll admit it, I still say that to myself sometimes today. I mean, that's the power of doing things like taking inventory, is you get to get real and truthful with yourself about what you're spending your time on. It can be really, really eye-opening.
So the last time you actually took an inventory of yourself, do you mind sharing some of the insights that you came away with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest and most disappointing, honestly, for myself, I'm disappointed in myself for this. I was working on a lot of tasks that I should not have been spending my time on. Something that I learned, I believe, from listening to an Amy Porterfield episode, was she was kind of describing what her coach, Todd Herman, had taught her about categorizing tasks. And I don't remember the specific terminology that they used for it, but it was something along the lines of, like, once you write out your tasks, you should be putting them in a column of $10 tasks, $100 tasks, $1,000 tasks, and then pretty much kind of like priceless tasks. And I found the last time that I took inventory that I was personally working on a lot of $10 tasks. Things like sending people password resets for the community. Things like going in and doing refunds for people if they had canceled their membership. Things like pointing people to a resource on the membership site. These are $10 tasks that I should not be spending my time and my bandwidth on, because every time I do one of those tasks, I'm taking myself away from focusing on bigger picture things that I could be doing for the business that are either saving me time or are helping us generate revenue or are helping us build, you know, our brand and the awareness around EO Fire. So every time I sit and take time to do things that I should be delegating to somebody else or that I could perhaps find a way to automate, I'm taking myself away from bigger things in the business. So I kind of like that little exercise of giving tasks $10, $100, $1,000. What is that time worth to you? And it really, that's what I found the last time I took inventory for myself, is I had way too many things in my $10 column.
Yeah, that's a really great way of thinking about and categorizing and prioritizing the work that you do. To put it in context for school leaders, you know, they might want to connect those columns to the values in their school and ultimately outcomes for student achievement as well. Because what you'll find is, you know, responding to phone messages and emails and those sort of things going to suck up a lot of your time. But if truly what you're focused on is improving student achievement, you need to be more in classrooms and acting as an instructional leader.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love it.
So, you know, what would you consider some resources that you use regularly in implementing systems? Are they a lot of free ones out there, a lot of paid ones? And what are the purpose of some of those resources?
Yeah, a lot of the things that I use just in the early stages of creating a system are things like Google Documents, which are great because you can share them with other team members or perhaps your secretary or other people who you work with. It's easy to kind of go back and forth and create a sort of instruction around whatever the task or project is that you're working on or that you've identified as one of the things that you want to create a system around. I found that Google Docs is really helpful, and that's, of course, free as long as you have a Google account with Gmail or otherwise. I also love a tool called Workflowy, and this is just an online note-taking system. It is very super simple. It allows you to create like outlines out of things. So if I've identified a task or a project that I want to create a system around, what I'll do first is create a heading for it in my Workflowy document. And the reason that I love Workflowy so much is not only the simplicity of it, there's no bells and whistles to it at all, and I love that about it, but you can also use it across multiple devices. So, you know, I have an app on my phone that syncs with the website that I use on my computer. And so when I'm, you know, creating like the step-by-step for a task or project that I want to create a system around, it's really easy to get back to it no matter where I am. It's really easy to add to the list no matter where I am. And so that has been really helpful for me too. So Google Docs and Workflow are both free. Some other tools that I really love using for actually creating the system itself, you know, being able to write instruction and a step-by-step that you're going to share with somebody else is called Sweet Process. So S-W-E-E-T Process. And what that does is it allows you to create a system around something, and you will write out the steps that one should follow for that system. And you can include video tutorials within the system. You can include screenshots within the system. So it's just a really, that's kind of like a bigger, robust way of being able to document the systems that you're creating so that you could then share that with anybody in your organization or, you know, at your school. You could share it with whoever you're going to delegate that to. They have like recurring projects that you can create so that if it's something that somebody on your team should be handling every week, it, you know, can send them a reminder. And it really works as just like that living system that people can refer back to, so that you'll never have to teach that system again. Once it's documented, that's a living, breathing system that you could then delegate to one person, five people, or, you know, if team members change or somebody in your organization gets a promotion to another spot, you know, the new person coming in, you're not going to have to start over at square one and training them on what it is that they're going to be doing. It could be all in something like Sweet Process, and that is a paid tool.
Yeah, that one I want to check out. I heard you mention it on the podcast. I haven't dug in yet. I know you're a big fan of ScreenFlow as well, and that's something that I've used. It's a you know, just a video recorder, listeners, and I'll just show people how I use an app on the computer or how to, you know, double check attendance for errors, grade reporting, all that kind of stuff. But ScreenFlow is another excellent resource as well. Also, for the context of school leaders, you know, think about your onboarding process. So when you have new teachers, they're coming in every single year. Are you reinventing the wheel also every single year and giving up that very precious time and energy to that? And if you've got a system that works, why not use a tool like ScreenFlow or Sweet Process to systematize it so that you don't have to do that every single year?
That is a great one. And it also makes me think about, you know, like what tools are you providing your teachers with that are going to help them build the right systems for their classroom? Like even creating a system or an outline for a system that teachers could use for their curriculum or for, you know, each day's schedule would probably be something that could help them, you know, better succeed in the classroom too.
Absolutely. And listen to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast so you could start really thinking about systems deeply so you could bring those resources to your teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think about this all the time because there's so many repetitive tasks. Obviously, like low level hanging fruit, like $10 tasks, like you would call them, like answering emails. But you got folks that are, you know, asking for reimbursements or, you know, getting, let's say, leave for a conference and the conference approved. All that type of stuff is repetitive, and those are all areas where we can improve as educated leaders and definitely save time so we could focus on that instructional leadership. So, Kate, I'm curious, how were you introduced to systems? What's the story there?
Yeah, you know, that it's something that I've now realized has kind of always been a part of my life. I just didn't kind of like take the time to recognize that. It took me a while, but it's something that I've always been like, that's just kind of how my mind works. And I realized this initially through taking Sally Hogshead's How to Fascinate test. She has this assessment that you can take, and it's kind of like a Strength Finders. And when I took that assessment and I got my results back, I realized that, wow, there are a lot of things that I knew these things about myself, but I never thought of them as strengths that I could be leveraging in my everyday life. And especially not in, you know, helping us grow our business and helping me be most effective in our business and the work that I do. And starting to recognize how, you know, organizational focused I am, my attention to detail, my ability to take a project or a task or a plan that doesn't really have much shape to it. I thrive and really enjoy creating the plan for that. I like taking something that people don't really know how it's going to work. It's just an idea that they have. And then I like creating the plan that's going to make it happen. That's why, you know, when you introduced me, you talked about me and in my bio as an implementer. I take ideas and I figure out how to implement them. So once I kind of took a step back and just realized that this is how I thrive, that this is what I do best, that's kind of what got me into pinpointing and focusing in on systems. I'm all about the step-by-step. I really love providing actionable advice to entrepreneurs. And so it kind of all started coming together. It was like this collision of things. And at that point, when it finally came together, it was like, I can't believe that this isn't what I've been focusing on. So it was kind of a long road to get there. But, you know, I highly recommend if you haven't been through like a strength finder, I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast has taken some type of assessment that's like this, like a strength finders. Really pay attention to the things that are coming back, because those are things that you could really be leveraging to improve the way that you work and the way that you show up.
Yeah, you're so right with all of that. And we've talked about strength finders on the show. We've talked about the fascination, how to fascinate as well, with Sally Hogshead. And then my coaching clients, they get a DISC profile so they can understand themselves a little bit better, understand their people and, you know, how they work together. So you get the most out of yourself and your team, which is so, so important when you're trying to, you know, maximize every minute and every day. And that probably the stakes aren't any higher than in a school. So I'm wondering too, Kate, listen, you are an incredibly successful entrepreneur. Do you have any sort of mindset hacks or tips that you think would benefit school principals? And even though, you know, it's different industries, what has helped you be successful?
I think that a huge mindset block that we deal with as human beings, whether we're entrepreneurs or, you know, what we're doing. We're a school leader. We're a principal. We are, you know, working in the admissions office. I think this goes across every human being in the world, is the imposter syndrome. Is feeling like maybe what we have to offer isn't good enough, or what if we're making the wrong decision? I'm sure as a principal, as a leader in a school, think and imagine, and you know Daniel better than me, the pressure that's on you to make the right choices. All the people who are looking to you and looking up to you to make the right choices for a lot of people, the impact that you have as an entrepreneur and as a school leader especially is huge, because the decisions that you make and the you know, the way that you decide to spend your time, the projects and things that you focus on and put as a priority above other things, people are watching that and they are counting on you to bring the goods, to be the best at what you do. And so I don't think that there's anyone in the world that escapes that imposter syndrome, is feeling at some point in time, like, what if I'm making the wrong decision? I've struggled with this a ton. Before I launched my podcast, I never thought that I would get on the microphone, because all I could think, all that was going through my mind, is who on earth wants to hear from me? Who would listen to me? Who would think that what I have to say is valuable? And that's a really tough struggle and mindset block to get past. And there are some really specific ways that I've personally dealt with it, but ways that I think that a lot of people who might be feeling these things or thinking these things, you know, being nervous about making the right decision or wondering if, you know, what other people are going to think about the decisions that you make. Am I good enough to be making this decision? is, you know, surrounding myself with the right people, surrounding myself with people who are here to support me and bring me up versus people who are bringing me down. And that was really, really huge for me on my journey, is to realize how important the people you surround yourself with is and that support that you get from them. So that would be my one kind of challenge, is for anybody listening today, if you've ever had those feelings or those thoughts of, you know, what if this isn't the right decision, or I really hope that I'm making the right decision, or, you know, I really hope that I'm good enough for this job or for this task or for this project. I hope I can live up to everybody's expectations. Always, you know, think about who you're surrounding yourself with and who the people are in your community that are helping support you. Hopefully they're helping support you. If they're not, maybe it's time to think about surrounding yourself with different people who will help support you.
I cannot emphasize enough how important that information was that Kate just shared. And I think I was introduced to Jim Rohn and his famous quote now through EO Fire. And when I heard that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, I went, you know, back home and thought about that hard. And I wasn't pleased necessarily with the results. And that kind of messed up my life in a little sense, because I had to figure out, like, who was Daniel in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Like, who was the man I wanted to become? And were the people I was surrounding myself with going to help me get there? So I encourage all the listeners to really reflect on that, what Kate was just talking about, because that is so important to your success personally, the school success, and the student success. Let's pause here for a message from our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by KickUp, a professional learning data analytics company that provides an easy-to-use platform, helping school leaders optimize their PD resources and efforts by soliciting and synthesizing teacher input on professional development needs, creating an intuitive and simple dashboard so leaders can take immediate and informed action to support teachers, measuring and reporting the impact of the PD efforts over time. Schools, districts, and charter networks leverage KickUp's platform and consultative support to synthesize data so that all stakeholders, administrators, coaches, and teachers can monitor progress, identify meaningful professional learning actions, and demonstrate and share impact. Learn more at kickup.co. Today's show is also sponsored by an amazing conference, What Great Educators Do Differently. That's on October 14th and 15th in Kansas City, Missouri. Here's two reasons why you should attend. You're going to get tools you can use. You'll leave the What Great Educators Do Differently conference with not only tools you can implement, but ideas, strategies, and skills you can put to use immediately in your classroom, school, or district. Plus, there's also crucial ongoing conversations. Our presenters are passionate about connecting face-to-face with each conference attendee throughout the conference. In addition, they're committed to continuing these conversations after the conference when attendees seek them out for guidance and support. That's the real deal. This separates the conference from all others. The speakers are very approachable. Check them out at WGEDD.com. Leading a school may be the most difficult job in the world, but what if I could guarantee that you could accomplish so much more in 1 year than you've been able to in any years past? The secret is to stop leading in isolation and to do so in community. The solution is to join one of my education masterminds. We meet weekly for an hour and discuss leadership and solve complex problems. Text Better Mastermind, that's all one word, to 33444. That's Better Mastermind to 33444, and start your journey to your best year ever. Now, back to the show. Kate, speaking of success, what's one book every principal should read right now and why?
Ooh, you know what? Speaking on systems and kind of what's on my mind, like time management, Essentialism by Greg McKeown is one of my favorite books ever. I've probably read it about four times now. Really, really powerful in kind of putting your time management into perspective. So Essentialism would be my recommendation.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit on the show. I wrote of my first posts to rank number one on Google was my leadership book report on that book.
Awesome.
And I thought I was cool because I read it twice. And here you are reading it four times. Look at you, Kate. Love it. That's awesome. Awesome. Hey, so in closing, we're just going to ask, you know, a few fun questions just to get to know you a little bit better. So what do you do for fun, Kate?
Well, Daniel, we recently relocated ourselves and our business from San Diego, California to Puerto Rico.
Awesome.
John says it so well, he makes me like nervous when I say it. So right now we're loving kind of this adventure that we're on. We're loving exploring a brand new area, a geography and surroundings that, you know, we're certainly not used to. So that's been really exciting. I'm a huge, workout junkie. I love working out. I love being active. I love hiking. I love running. Actually in the process of kind of trying to figure out if I could actually do a half marathon in the heat and humidity here, because I'd really love to get back into a little bit more long distance running. But man, if I'm not out of the house running by like 6:30, there's almost no chance I'll make it because it's so hot and humid here.
Wow. Yeah. I've run marathons, and so I understand the challenges like physically, but that temperature, that humidity could be a killer for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm collecting as much data as I can around the game Rock, Paper, Scissors because I want to defeat everybody I ever meet and challenge in this game. So if we were about to play Rock, Paper, Scissors, what would you throw first?
It's funny that you asked this because John and I play this game often.
What?
When we're trying to like make a decision. Oh my gosh, all the time. And John prides himself on having, I think he's lost rock, paper, scissors like once. He never loses. So you'll have to ask him this question too. But I think I'd have to say that I throw scissors most often.
That's a good one to throw, I think. And maybe we should get that on Snapchat or Facebook Live. I'm going to challenge
yeah.
you guys at Podcast Movement. All right, so just to finish up some crazy questions, would you rather meet your future self or meet your great-great-grandparents?
Oh, wow. I'd rather meet my great-great-grandparents.
Would you rather watch The Breakfast Club or The Goonies?
The Goonies.
Would you rather live without your cell phone or live without systems?
I'll ditch the cell phone for systems.
would you rather actually laugh out loud each time you typed LOL or always have to replicate the face of the emoji you use?
Both of those would be so much fun. I actually do try to laugh out loud every time I type LOL.
Last one. Would you rather play dodgeball and only be able to throw softly or be utterly unable to catch?
Oh, wow. I guess be utterly unable to catch.
So some of those questions were stolen from either.io and some were originals from Daniel Bauer. Kate, thank you so much for being a part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Do you have any parting words of advice and what is the best way to get a hold of you?
My parting piece of advice would be if you are even considering in the slightest creating systems, please, please, please don't let yourself say that you'll create the system the next time you do something. Do it this time. You will be so grateful that you did. And if anybody wants to get in touch who's tuning in today, I am kate@eofire.com. That's my email address. If you'd like to reach out, I love hearing from you. And everything that we do is over at eofire.com.
And we'll have that linked up for the listeners in the show notes. Now, Better Leaders, thank you for investing in yourself today by listening to this podcast. Remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. Today's podcast was brought to you by Daniel and Kate. Be better starting today by heading over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and type Kate in the search bar. The show notes page will pop up where you'll get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best way to connect. Kate, thank you again so much for sharing your leadership insights and helping the better leaders be better.
Daniel, thank you so much.
Better Leaders, thank you for joining us on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Visit us at betterleadersbetterschools.com, a blog and podcast made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Have you gotten value from today's show? Help me reach even more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Click the podcast artwork and press the Show Some Love link to leave an honest rating and review. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, patrons would sponsor artists to create something the patron valued. Would you consider becoming a patron of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast? If you found this podcast valuable, if the show has pushed your thinking about leadership, and if you've benefited in any way, then I would be honored if you would become a sponsor. Sponsorship is easy. Head over to patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. If you pledge $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every other month. That's patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes. Do you have a question or need some leadership advice? I want to connect with you. I read every email, tweet, snap that's sent to me. Links are in the show notes to connect via email and social media. Better Leaders, Better Schools is a proud member of the Edu Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. You can listen to more great education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.